U.S. President Barack Obama is preparing to end the ban on deepwater oil and gas drilling. The ban was imposed after the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says there will be new requirements for companies allowed to drill exploratory wells. Sydney police are investigating the fatal shooting of a man in the city's southwest. The 37-year-old man was found with gunshot wounds at a home in Mount Pritchard. He was treated by paramedics but died at the scene. Two men were arrested and have been questioned by police. Australia is still well behind other countries when it comes to equal pay and opportunities for women. Australia has dropped three places to 23rd in the World Economic Forum annual Gender Gap Index. The index measures how income, resources and opportunities compare between men and women. Australia was ranked behind Mozambique and Lesotho. Iceland, Norway and Finland topped the list. Regional Australia is still struggling to attract doctors, according to a new report. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has released the findings of the 2008 Medical Labour Force Survey. It found there were fewer than 190 doctors in outer regional areas for every 100,000 people. But this figure jumps to more than 370 for people in major cities. More than 300,000 people have taken to the streets in Paris to protest against pension reforms. The government wants to raise the minimum retirement age from 60 to 62. Flights have been cancelled and transport systems disrupted.